From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, girls who brew. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Wednesday, May 14th, 2008. Girls who brew like witches?
No. Girls who brew beer. Do you know how to brew beer?
Yeah, I once brewed my own beer.
My brother was really into it for a while. The bathroom was disgusting, I have to tell you. And this is supposed to have been this really closed boys' club for many, many years. But, you know, girls are getting into the game, brewing their own stuff.
I think this is why they invented Title IX, to get their brew on.
The first woman to win the National Brewmaster Award. We're going to talk to her on the show today. That is an interview not to be missed.
So she is a brew mistress,
in fact. We'll ask her. What's the appropriate moniker for a woman who is a brewmeister, which is not right. So.
And also we'll talk about the case of a murdered surfer and a suspected surfer gang in La Jolla, California. It has a community divided over race and class. And we'll get to that story coming up.
Also, we're getting an update from Myanmar. Remember that cyclone that happened almost 2 weeks ago now? Hundreds of thousands of people are estimated to have died or be threatened by disease in the aftermath of that cyclone. We're going to have a conversation with Dan Rivers. He's a correspondent with CNN. He was actually reporting from inside Myanmar. It's been really difficult for journalists to get in, almost impossible. He was chased out by the government. We're going to hear his story. We'll get today's news headlines in just a minute, but first.
If a candidate wins a primary and no opponent is there to concede, does it make a sound? Yes, in fact, it makes this sound.
It's not over! It's not over!
Those are Hillary Clinton supporters in Charleston, West Virginia last night after their candidate handily won the primary there with 67% of the vote. Here's Clinton addressing her backers.
I want to send a message to everyone still making up their mind. I am in this race because I believe I am the strongest candidate.
But the result may have been just as notable for what didn't happen. Barack Obama didn't hold a post-primary rally. He barely even campaigned in the state. And according to the LA Times, Obama conceded the election in a voicemail message on a Clinton staffer's cell phone.
At least he didn't leave a text ending in LOL. The question is, where was Obama yesterday? Missouri, which figures to be a key swing state in the general election. And there, Obama talked mostly about his would-be opponent, Republican John McCain.
The Bush-Cheney ticket won't be up for re-election, but Bush-Cheney policies will, because John McCain has decided that he is running for George Bush's third term in office.
And it looks like Obama will continue to focus his energies on the general election. Today, he'll be in the swing state of Michigan. But last night, Clinton sounded like she is still in it to win it.
There are only 3 weeks left in the final contest, and your support can make the difference between winning and losing.
We do have some other vote tallies from yesterday to report. Over on the Republican side in the West Virginia primary, a big shocker, Alan Keyes got 1.2%. Yes, 1.2% of West Virginians still think Alan Keyes is making sense. We didn't see that coming.
There was also a special election in Mississippi, and the results don't bode well for Republicans. A vote to fill a vacated House seat saw Democrat Travis Childers beat Republican Greg Davis in a traditionally Republican district.
That type of result is looking like a trend. Earlier this month, Democrats claimed a seat in Louisiana that the GOP had held since 1974. And back in March, Democrats captured the Illinois district, long held by former House Speaker Republican Dennis Hastert.
So where do we go from here? Kentucky and Oregon, that's where. Both states hold their primaries next Tuesday. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on these stories. Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.